Georgia is not, in fact, unusual. Stephen Prothero has written a book about cremation, and he says only about a dozen states have anything even resembling comprehensive legislation to govern the practice. In many states, he says, there's almost no regulation at all.
California is a very interesting case because it's the state that really pioneered cremation in the country, and they have no real state regulation there. It's purely county to county. In other states, the regulations are even skimpier. In Wisconsin, for example, there isn't any licensure of crematories. In Colorado, which is a state where cremation is close to 50% of the dead, there's also no licenses and no regulation. But if you go to other states, for example, South Carolina has a law that's called their Cremation Act, and it's one of the most extensive. They require a 24-hour waiting period. You have to cremate in a casket. You can't take out the gold fillings from someone's teeth. There were some scandals about this a few years ago. They've actually legislated against that. But even these types of regulations don't really address the issue here, which is, are the crematories actually performing the cremations that they've contracted to perform?
Philosophically, is the practice of cremation becoming more popular with Americans?
Well, absolutely. There's been a boom in cremation since the 60s, but particularly since the 1970s. The Catholic Church reversed its ban on cremation in 1963. Jessica Mitford's book, The American Way of Death, really skewered the embalm and bury part of the funeral industry, and that really helped push public acceptance of cremation, which since its beginnings in the 1870s had been seen as somewhat irreligious, somewhat sacrilegious.
Mm-hmm. And also cremation can eliminate the cost of embalming a body.
That's right. I think the economic angle can be overplayed in explaining the rise of cremation. Most people who tend to cremate don't do so for economic reasons. And in fact, the wealthier you are, the more likely you are in the United States to cremate. The poorer you are, the more likely you are to bury. I think the reasons are really more cultural and even, as I argue in my book, religious and theological. There's more and more acceptance of a view of the person, which is really a more of a Hindu or a Greek view of the person as really an immortal soul, instead of this notion that the body is really central to the person, which is more traditional Jewish and Christian view.
Hmm. You know, so often in American life, a tragedy or an atrocity drives a new public demand for reform. Do you think that there will be or should be public demand for more discussion of cremation, regulation of it in a consistent way, and that that push should come from the public instead of the National Funeral Directors Association?
Absolutely. I think that now with about 25% of the dead in America being cremated, regulation absolutely is required. You need to have crematories be licensed. You need to have inspectors who can show up at any time. It's also useful to adopt what a few states have adopted, which is logbooks, where you log in each individual cremation, when the body came in, when it was cremated, when the ashes were picked up. And those logbooks can also be inspected by regulators.
Well, Stephen Prothero, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Stephen Prothero is the author of Purified by Fire, A History of Cremation in America, and he's also an associate professor of religion at Boston University.